Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, you can still expect slow-moving traffic due to wet, rainy weather in various areas of Gauteng, and then slow-moving traffic in Randburg after an accident on the N1 South just before the Malibongwe Drive exit.
The city of Tshwane says large parts of the city will be without power this coming Tuesday, the 4th of March, due to necessary maintenance. The city spokesperson, Lindile Mashego, says between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m, power will be shut off to upgrade the Princess Park substation.
This is to allow the city's technicians to carry out testing and repairing the substation's equipment for optimal functioning. The following areas and amenity will be affected: Pretoria CBD, Pretoria Townlands, West Park, Salvokop, as well as Asiatic Bazaar.
And Pope Francis's condition is not currently critical, as after a series of clinical improvements for the 88-year-old pontiff suffering from pneumonia in both lungs. The Argentine Pope has spent the past 2 weeks at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, with the Vatican reporting incremental improvements in his condition in recent days. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. Sorghum is in the spotlight today.
What currently happens in the market, sorghum has got VAT on it, and other staples don't have VAT on it. So in terms of price, it's then more expensive for the poorer consumer, and we are trying to convince Treasury to remove VAT from sorghum, and I think that would help the growth in the demand of grain sorghum significantly over time.
So why the renewed hype around this grain? Here's economist from Grain SA, Courtney Lowe.
It's from Africa and also indigenous to South Africa, so it's really drought resistant and also heat resistant. So it's actually a very good crop to have as a rotation crop in South Africa. Sorghum is especially high in nutrition if you compare it to other staple foods. It's high in protein, it's gluten-free, which is an added benefit.
A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 56, a euro 19 Rand 31 cents, a pound 23 Rand 37 cents. Gold is trading at $2,852.77 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil $73.22 per barrel. I'm Emil Pinar, more news at 7.
Yeah, it seems like a lot is happening in the rugby fraternity, because the Vodacom Bulls have pulled off a massive coup in signing Springbok fly-half Andre Pollard, bringing him back full circle to the franchise where he started his rugby. Pollard's Leicester Tigers contract expires in June, and though there was reportedly much interest from clubs in Japan, the 80-test veteran has opted to put pen to paper with the Bulls. In Six Nations Rugby, Ellis Genge says England are not getting the credit they deserve after edging out France and Scotland during their past two Six Nations matches at Twickenham. England third in the table after three matches, 1 point behind France and four adrift of unbeaten leaders Ireland. Back to cricket, New Zealand all-rounder Michael Bracewell said his team's top record against India in ICC tournaments gives them confidence ahead of their final group clash in the Champions Trophy. Bracewell returned match-winning figures of 4-26 in New Zealand's previous victory over Bangladesh, a result that knocked host Pakistan out of the Eight Nation tournament. Bringing it closer to home, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins were in danger of squandering an excellent start before Hanu Fuluna on 74 and Bryce Parsons on 48 added 86 runs for the fifth wicket partnership to help take their team to a highly competitive total of 317-6 after choosing to bat first in their CSA One Day Cup match against World Sports Betting Western Province at Newlands. That's currently underway, with Western Province currently on 72-6 after 17.2 overs. That's how I wrap up your full sports updates for this Friday. Let's do it again tomorrow morning on Weekend Breakfast, when I bring you a reminder of all the weekend action to look out for. Wataslangeni, signing out.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.